Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. I don't think we're going to make 15 minutes today. I think we're going to whittle that down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How many minutes do you think we're going to be gotten us?
I don't know. Let's just go and see what happens. We may stay on for 20. It may be 10.
Oh.
I don't know. Brody, this is like the only thing he has to do in front of a camera all day, and now we're about to take some of his time away from him. I'm sorry. Aww.
Well, hold on. I do have an OnlyFans page, so I have to do that later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How much? You know, how much?
I wondered out loud, what would I have to offer if I had an OnlyFans page? Like, what would I put on there? Certainly not going to be any revealing photos of me. I have no gossip to tell. So, what? I mean, people wouldn't pay for shit.
You'd be doing Oppenheimer all day.
Yes, apparently they would.
What?
There's like this whole community that just likes to watch people eat and hear them eat. You could be that guy to
we
like
get that for free with Scary every day.
Yeah. Exactly. You could charge people
so
for it.
So I'll
now.
Sit there and eat, and people would pay a premium for that.
And then people tell you what they want you to eat and how slowly they want you to eat it, and if they want you to look at the camera or eat it with your toes. Like
I finally
all kinds
have
of
a purpose. Thank you. I'm going to start an OnlyFans page.
Elvis, do you remember, like, I think we talked about this a month ago after, what's her name?
Bella Thorne, she started an OnlyFans. I joked, hey, I'm going to start one, and I'm just going to eat a banana once a day. Not even really sexually, maybe with my shirt off, whatever. I had so many people DM me, if you had an OnlyFans, I would so be in.
Really?
I could easily, if I charged $5 a month, I could easily make, from the 10 DMs I got, what was that, $50?
50?
Yeah.
I was one of the DMs.
I think Gandhi and I could do it with our feet because we're always getting those guys that go, show us your feet. We want to see your feet.
A lot of foot lovers out there.
Yeah.
So many. Show like, spread your toes. Ooh, that's so weird, but they're into it.
So Scary would eat. Yeah. And Nate would eat a banana.
Yeah. Yeah. Daily banana. I eat one every day anyways.
Brody, what would you do on your OnlyFans page?
I would help people with customer service problems and keep my shirt on.
Well, that ruins it, though. It has to be titties out or nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Sorry.
I think I would just join Danielle in the, like, foot thing. Just stare at my feet. I don't really have a lot of skills that I think people want to pay to see.
Then the two of us can do, like, little, we could play footsies together.
Yes. Oh, wow. Maybe we could, like, drop the cherry into Scary's mouth with our toes.
Oh,
and just gross everyone out.
I'd pay for that.
Well, bonus. I need a cut of that. That's I think we should take your toes and,
you
and
get
put,
the cherry,
and put little faces on them like puppets. Like you know, like with a Sharpie. Like
somebody's
like,
thought this out.
With puppet face, right. like toes, yeah.
Gary, okay. What would you do?
Well, I mean, I could shoot up every day with my insulin if people are into that.
I bet people are into that.
But that, or maybe I'll just wink at people like, hey.
I have an idea for Elvis.
Oh, boy.
Doggy cam. Put your dogs in a pen, and then like literally have them just watch Ollie and Max all day.
I would do that. I'd pay for that.
How much money would I make? How much money can you make off that?
It depends on what you charge. Like you could do $5 a month, $10 a month.
Are you allowed to make it up whatever you want to charge? Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then get 80%, I think. Or no, you get 80%, and OnlyFans gets 20, or maybe it's 70-30. But regardless, it's a pretty nice chunk of money.
But won't, like, all of the adult stars on there start to get pissed at us because they already said, you're encroaching on our territory, people. Stay out. This is for us.
Probably.
There's room for everyone in there, right?
I thought so. I think it should be a platform for anything you want to put out there. Like, Cardi B has an OnlyFans page, and all she does is just tell secrets or address the rumors that people say in the media, and then she says, no, this is really what's happening. And people pay for that crap.
Yeah.
What about Scotty? Scotty, what would you be?
I would pack boxes. You know how people like to watch unpacking unboxing
videos? Unboxing videos.
Yeah, you would actually pack boxes.
Yes, I would pack them because it's kind of like Tetris, you know, the way I pack things. Yeah. I get everything into the box and I ship it out. So I'll pack and tape.
That's so cool. It's like
you do like that.
Yeah.
See Scotty's package. Perfect.
By the way, if you're wondering who that empty box belongs to down there, that's producer Sam. She actually went back to the studios for the first time in 7 months, and that's what her studio looks like. It's a hoarder's dream.
Yes. lots of post-it notes.
It looks like one of those walls on NCIS where you connect all the dots.
Yes. Yeah.
It is.
You're tracking a serial killer.
Yeah. Where is she, by the way?
I don't know.
I think she went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
She's been gone a while.
I see she has a birthday list. The birthday list.
She's
on
doing her OnlyFans page in the bathroom.
Oh, crap. I wonder if we're looking at something we shouldn't be looking at on camera.
I'm trying to see. I don't think there's anything incriminating.
Home phone numbers or something like that.
The interesting thing that's in there that she does have, and maybe she could show when she comes back, is we have a list of words that we need to take out if we have there's words that we can say versus what we can't say.
That's a great idea. You want me to go pan her camera to
on-air.
To the words? They're sitting on the wall.
No, don't go in her studio. She doesn't want you in her studio.
So then let her do it.
Yeah. Please don't spread your COVID in her studio.
I hope she gets back soon. It's actually a very interesting list. And it was
hold on. Who came up with
for
this
like
list
phone
of words?
Taps.
It's words we can't use, so we have to edit them out?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a running list.
What is it, Brody? What's on the list?
Well, like you can say ass and you can say hole, but you can't say asshole.
Sam, go in your studio.
You can't say mother blank. Hello. Even if you beep fucker, you can't say mother blank.
She's here.
Because people know what you're saying.
You can't even say mother?
Like that.
Wait, she's going into her studio. Here she
is. No, like a phone tap, if the person says, shut up, motherfucker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't beep fucker
right.
and like have mother boop because then the audience already knows it's
the
fucker.
The reason why it's on
what
Sam's wall.
What if I wanted to say mother bitch?
then you'd have to say mother bitch.
So right. Oh. So the reason why it's on Sam's wall is because Sam puts the beeps in the phone taps. So this is her. This is her like list that she looks at. To, when she's listening, do I have to check that word off?
I don't think she can hear us.
She can hear us. She can hear us either.
Okay.
No, we can't hear her.
Oh, she's saying we can't hear her.
Oh, we can't hear her.
Oh.
She's the girl in charge of audio.
I'll tell you what. Do you have the list? Well, hold on. Do you have the list of X-rated words that we can't put in phone taps?
I'll go tell her.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, she heard me a second ago. Now she can't hear me now.
Yeah. Here she comes. Nate's going into the studio. We just want
to
point...
I'd love for her just to mouth the words, and we have to guess what they are.
Oh, that's great.
Look, she puts her mask on when Nate comes in.
Oh, that's a great way to mouth the words.
Okay.
All right. So she can't hear us, we can't hear her. What's
I don't know.
The point?
The way that Josh, the lead engineer, has this set up is very weird. All right.
Oh, she's going to show
she's
us the words.
Show you the list on
but
the
I
wall.
Want her to mouth. Oh, no, don't look at it.
No, don't look at it. No,
not
stop.
Looking.
No.
She can't
hold your eyes.
Nate, tell her we want her to mouth the words and we have to guess what they are. But she has to take the mask off.
I would imagine if we don't get this list in 3 minutes, Elvis is going to say all of the words.
Yes.
Okay, she's getting instructions from Nate. What's
mouth the words.
Here we go. Yeah.
Okay.
First word.
First word. Well, number one.
Oh, I know that one.
Goddamn. Goddamn. Yep.
Oh, are we great. Yelling them out when we know them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second word. Fuck you. What?
Bitch.
Both?
Fuck you both?
Fuck you both.
Fuck you both. Fuck you.
Oh, like okay. Fucking you. You have to take out both of them?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing like motherfucker. You can't have boop you.
Okay, what's the next one? Wipe my ass.
Wipe my ass?
Oh, I thought it was lick my ass. Okay.
All right.
That too.
It's very specific.
Fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys are good at bleeding lips.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole. All right.
Who says shithole?
I do.
Our president.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blow me.
Blow me.
How come we can't say blow me?
What if it's blow me a kiss?
In the context. Yeah. It has to, it's all in the context.
Oh, she just got creeped out by the next one.
Mm. Oh, pussy? Oh, I'm not saying that one.
Oh. One more time.
No, Gandhi said it.
I know what she said.
I said it. Yes. Scary.
Say it again. Scary. Say it again.
Say it again.
But slow.
I have an OnlyFans like page where
what's
you say
the next
it.
One?
That's fucked
Shut
up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. That's fucked up. You're fucked up.
Oh, you're
getting fucked.
Getting fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Okay. Oh, get fucked up.
You can't say I'm getting fucked
it's like
up.
Like Pictionary.
Okay.
Jerking off.
How often is that in a phone tap?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
What was that word?
Dick. Huh?
Dick.
Okay, she pointed it.
You
remember
the point at?
She has different
that
boxes.
We started airing the phone tap, and Sam forgot to bleep all the curse words.
Like, did you hear the word fuck?
Yeah. Like, did you just hear that?
but if correct me if I'm wrong, but dick can be used in like I can call you a dick, but I can't say what the dick is doing. Correct.
But you can't refer to your penis as a dick. If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
You have
right.
to call but it a penis.
I can call Scary a dick.
Well, right.
Yeah. We can call someone a dick, but you,
you
can't.
You can call someone a dick, but you can't call a dick.
Right.
Exactly.
And you can't say, suck my, you know. Right?
Is that the end of the list?
I knew Danielle had one.
Oh, no, there's more. In fact, she's holding back on you.
Oh, wait, let's see.
What does it say?
Those are okay.
Those are okay.
Oh, she's telling us what we can say.
Dick.
Asswipe?
Asswipe.
Oh, asswipe's okay.
That's a great term, ass wipe.
It is.
You ass wipe.
Right up there with dick hole, Elvis.
Dick hole.
Scumbag.
Scumbag?
Scumbag. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, that's all right.
That's not
a
big deal.
Word.
All right.
Yeah. Douchebag?
What about douche nozzle? Is that on the list?
You can say that.
This is so funny. I wish we could hear what
she
said.
This is kind of fun.
Anyway. All right. Well, so that's the list.
That's it. That's the list.
She said, I fucking love this.
Thank you, Sam. Okay.
Oh,
Scary's going to come in and spread his droplets all
over. No. Look, she's in the
camera.
Was it something I said?
Yes. And there. Spread. It's something you spread.
I don't spread. Was it something I spread?
Oh, golly.
Well, hey, Brody. We have about four more minutes left, but I don't know what you want to do with
it. Brody, any thoughts before we end the podcast?
I'm wondering if I have enough money to pay to watch Nate eat a banana with his shirt off.
Wow. Not if you're only giving $2 to the phone tap every day.
Definitely. That's why I have money left over for Nate.
Thanks for looking at $2 to, to Garrett's $28.
You know, that was going to be my thing. You stole that because I was just going to do $2 bills every day. And now I don't know what to do.
You can do that next week.
Still we do that.
Yeah, why don't you do two $2 bills?
All right, fine. I'll do a $4. We'll do the $4 phone tap next week.
Okay.
Right. Oh, that's good.
How about Scotty sends you bags of cans?
Scotty should just send whatever junk is in there.
Wait, can we do the stale cereal phone tap? I'll just take a box, and it'll just be an open box, and you'll get a surprise.
$4 on the stale cereal phone tap.
I love that.
I'm ready to go take a nap. I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Garrett, any thoughts before we head out?
I hate squirrels.
Okay.
Can they eat your pumpkin? Did you see what the squirrels did?
The squirrels.
Did you see what they did to his property?
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell them what happened and to warn everybody. This is a big problem.
I had about 8 mini pumpkins on my steps. So it started out with a little nibble here and there from a few squirrels. Open the door one day, and the entire squirrel family is sitting on my front porch with their heads inside the pumpkin, ripping up my entire porch. It looks like someone just came and chucked the pumpkins against my house, and they all exploded.
Awesome.
We put red pepper. Awesome. Yeah, what we put red pepper on
them. I heard Vaseline all over it.
Please.
I heard deer repellent could do it, too.
Or maybe you don't leave out their food and then get mad at them for coming to eat their food.
Right.
Oh.
They have nuts. They have nuts.
Technically,
by the
way, pumpkins are.
I saw a baby squirrel yesterday. You never see baby squirrels, and I saw one, and I let my dog chase it. The thing was fast. He did
That's
not
really
catch
nice
it.
Of you. That's yeah. really sure nice.
But it's so funny. Everybody had their own, like, hey, this is what you need to do to stop the squirrels from eating the pumpkins.
Now, everyone's all of a sudden, everyone's all, are like, they're all squirrel experts now.
There is a list.
Danielle's husband is the only one that treats those squirrels with respect.
Oh, my God.
Like, he loves squirrels. He loves them.
They destroyed everything.
My son squirrels. My son Hudson came to the front door. He was walking up the steps, and he froze. I go, what's wrong? The squirrel had his head in the pumpkin and couldn't get out and was, like, just eye to eye with my five-year-old, like, okay, who's moving first?
Oh. I saw a squirrel eating an avocado over the weekend. Like, in the middle of the street, had half an avocado, must have gotten it out of the trash. And anytime someone came over, like, would drag it in its mouth over to the side of the road. Was not giving up that avocado.
That's
did
a
not
squirrel.
Care. Yeah, bougie squirrel.
All right. Well, I guess. Well, look, we vamped. We're almost there. So,
let's end it now.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Nate, hold up the sign. Nate, hold up the sign.
You don't think the waving is a clue?
Hold up the sign. Go ahead.
He's got a draw sign. Oh, there.
Done.
Done.
Wipe my ass. We're done.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.